Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Clan Chat, the locker room, and we return to the business of introducing you to the players that will ice for Glasgow Clan in 2019-20. Those places will be starting to fill up again on the roster now that the new coach is in, so it's time to meet the newest Clan member. It's a brand new player coming in, and I'm delighted to say Lyndon Springer is the latest man to make the switch from Manchester Storm, following on from Scott Pitt, Matt Becker, Gerard Hansen and Matt Stanish, who have all done so in the past. Lyndon is the first player to come in under Fitzy, and I get the chance to chat to him when he told me he was excited to come to Scotland and join up with his new teammates.
Yeah, I'm really excited. It's a fresh start for me. I get to see some old friends that I played with there in Manchester my first year and meet some new guys and come into an organization that I think is very well ran, and I'm really excited to be a part of it and see what we can do.
You mentioned that the fact you've got some old faces that you're coming up with again, Scott Pitt being one of them, of course. Did they play any part in your decision to come?
Yeah. When it kind of came in question of returning to Manchester, I reached out to them and saw what they had to say about Glasgow, even though I knew it was a good spot and would likely be a good fit for me. Yeah, after a short talk with those guys, it was pretty clear that's where I wanted to go, and that's the only place that I've found a fit for myself. So getting to play there, I think, is lucky for myself. And I think that I'm excited, and hopefully everybody else is excited as well.
In the last couple of years, of course, you played with Manchester. Did you enjoy coming to Glasgow to play as an opposition player?
You know, it's a great rink. It's a ton of energy. I'm one of the kind of guys who, whether it's my rink or another rink, if there's energy in the building, it doesn't really matter. I can get up for it, so... Glasgow is one of the best. Playing in Brayhead, it's pretty incredible. Their fans are passionate like none other and faithful. So as far as liking playing there, I think they gave it to me pretty hard. Whether that was deserved or not, I'm sure it was. But like I said, they're faithful and they're passionate. So you have to expect that coming in. It's not an easy place to come and play, and I think that's an identity I'm ready to be a part of.
I'm glad you kind of mentioned about giving it to your heart. Of course, the fans had a bit of an issue with you. You got into a bit of a scrap with Josh Grattan last year. What can you do to win them over?
Yeah, you know, I think the style of play I have, it's a love or hate thing if you're a fan. So I think I've probably upset a few people in my playing day in the last couple of years. But, you know, I leave it all out there, and it's always for my club, so... I think they'll see in time that I'm a genuine guy, and you know everything I'm doing is for my team. So I think it's something that they'll be able to buy into, hopefully early on.
Now, Ryan Finnerty was your coach at Manchester. He's a man well known to the Clan fans, of course, from his own time. How did you enjoy working with Ryan?
Yeah, Ryan brought me over. He gave me a good chance there in Manchester. If it wasn't for him, I'd probably be working construction and not playing hockey. So I owe a lot to Ryan. He groomed me, and you know, I owe a lot to him, and nothing but respect for those guys and that organization. And yeah, it was just time to move on. And I think that going forward, that the best thing for me was to find a new spot, and I think that the Clan should be that right fit.
was a tough year at Manchester last year, just got into the playoffs at the tail end of the season. How do you hope to improve on that for next year?
Yeah, that's ultimately a big part of my decision in joining Glasgow, is that they got a winning organization there, and last year they were unbelievable squad, and everything that I've talked to about the guys on the team at Gareth, they're ready to win this year, and they're ready to put a team together right now to make a run for it. And if that doesn't get you excited, I mean, I think you're in the wrong business. So that was an opportunity that I saw, and it's something that that I really am passionate about is winning. So when you're surrounded by a group that wants to win, and the management is geared towards it, I think that's an exciting thing for everybody, part of the team.
And finally, for anyone maybe not too familiar with what you do in terms of teamwork, what is it you bring to the Glasgow Clan team?
Yeah, I think it's a lot of passion. I mean, I've worked on rounding out my game a little bit. I think I'm a two-way guy who you kind of want out on the ice when you're up a goal with a couple minutes left. I think I'll do anything to preserve a lead and hopefully to get us there. I don't really know if there's a title to my game, which I think is probably my upside, is that I can adapt to whatever style of game is being played. And that's something that's ongoing for me, is to try and to bring more aspects into my game and be more useful in other situations. But, you know, I leave it all out there and always try and do whatever it takes for the team to get a win. And it's a lot of excitement, I guess, a rough and tumble. But, yeah, I think it's going to be something that we can be excited about.
And not afraid to drop the gloves either.
No, that's not afraid to. But, you know, it's something I think in my first 2 years that I've made a bit of my name for myself now, that I don't have to go looking for it. And I think it's just the fact that people are aware of it now means you don't have to do it as much. So we'll see what happens. But, hopefully looking to play a little bit more hockey this year and not have to prove myself as much.
Now, this is a question I always like to ask when it comes to the end of these interviews. Just like to know what you're up to over the summer, what your plans are before you eventually come over to Glasgow and get ready for the new season. What are you up to?
Yeah, I just got back from a trip with my parents. I took them down to Italy there, and that's the first time they've really traveled. So it's nice to show them around Europe a little bit. And just got home, finished dressing up, and I'm back in the gym now. Going to get on the ice here soon. And other than that, I work a landscaping job, and pretty much a 50-hour a week guy, and not much else going on between work, golf, and hockey. So, and I'm pretty busy, and it's weird to say that hockey's the off season, but summer's pretty go for me, and looking to start a business here in a few years. So it's kind of like the hockey's the fun part. It doesn't feel like a job, so I work hard in the summer so I can enjoy my winters.
And that was Lyndon Springer, who joins Glasgow Clan from Manchester Storm and the 8th confirmed signing for season 2019-20. That's all from this special edition of Clan Chat the Locker Room, so get subscribing on iTunes, Audioboom or Spotify to hear exclusively from the signings as they happen throughout the summer. I want to extend my thanks to Lyndon for his time and my thanks to you for listening. I'll be back real soon. Bye for now.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.